Welcome to the Maronite Podcast. This is a daily reading of the Prayers of the Faithful or Divine Office for the Maronite Church. This podcast is brought to you by Father Armando Alcuri, Administrator of Centrafrica Maronite Mission in Denver, Colorado, and Chris Pond. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as we begin and until we conclude. May mercy and compassion be put forth upon us in this world and the next. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Lord God, be for us a perpetual morning, a light that never dims, and a day without sunset. Then we shall be illumined by the light of your holy commandments, and our feelings, thoughts and desires. Our Lord and God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Peace be with the Church and her children.
Glory to God in the highest, in peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Lord, have mercy on us and save us. O divine watcher, whom heavenly angels glorify and earthly beings praise, in whom the dead place their hope, for the glory of your name and the sake of your majesty, awaken the souls of those who have departed from us in the faith. Forgive all the sins and faults they have committed, and grant them repose in your dwelling of light. To you we shall give glory, now and forever. Amen.
Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He has granted peace in your borders. With the best of wheat he fills you. He sends forth his command to the earth. Swiftly runs his word. He spreads snow like wool, frost he strews like ashes. He scatters his hay like crumbs. Before his cold, the waters freeze. He sends his word and melts them. He lets his breeze blow and the waters run. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Lord, in your mercy and grace, gather the souls of all the dead into the dwelling place of your majesty. Place them forever within the realm of your glory, and let the brightness of your splendor shine upon them. Grant them to rejoice at your right hand with all the saints, and in joy and exultation they will give you glory and thanksgiving forever. Amen.
The light of the just and joy of the upright is Christ Jesus our Lord. Begotten of the Father, he manifested himself to us. He came to rescue us from darkness and to fill us with the radiance of his light. Day is dawning upon us, the power of darkness is fading away. From the true light, there arises for us the light which illumines our darkened eyes. His glory shines upon the world and enlightens the very depths of the abyss. Death is annihilated, night has vanished, and the gates of Sheol are broken. Creatures lying in darkness from ancient times are clothed in light. The dead arise from the dust and sing because they have a Savior. He brings salvation and grants us life. He ascends to his Father on high. He will return in glorious splendor and shed his light on those gazing upon him. Our King comes in majestic glory. Let us light our lamps and go forth to meet him. Let us find our joy in him, for he has found joy in us. He will indeed rejoice us with his marvelous light. Let us glorify the majesty of the Son and give thanks to the Almighty Father, who, in an outpouring of love, sent him to us to fill us with hope and salvation. When he manifests himself, the saints awaiting him in weariness and sorrow will go forth to meet him with lighted lamps. The angels and guardians of heaven will rejoice in the glory of the just and upright people of earth. Together, crowned with victory, they will sing hymns and psalms. Stand up then and be ready. Give thanks to our King and Savior, who will come in great glory to gladden us with his marvelous light in his kingdom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Lord, in your mercy and grace, gather the souls of all the departed, the children of your holy church, and grant them to dwell in the heavens of joy, where festive hymns resound. Then they will unceasingly give you glory and thanksgiving, now and forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you his angels. Praise him, all you his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He gave them a duty which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters in all depths, fire and hail, snow and mist, storm winds that fulfill his word. You mountains and all you hills, you fruit trees and all you cedars, you wild beasts and all tame animals, you creeping things and you winged fowl. Let the kings of the earth and all peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven, and he has lifted up the horn of his people. Be this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, the people close to him. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker, let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name in the festive dance, let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory, let them sing joy upon their couches, let the high praises of God be in their throats. Alleluia. Alleluia. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his strength, praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him for his sovereign majesty. Praise him with the blast of the trumpet, praise him with lyre and harp, praise him with timbrel and dance, praise him with strings and pipe, praise him with sounding cymbals, praise him with clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Praise, glory, and honor to the wise cultivator and faithful renewer, who raises to incorruptibility those awaiting in the corruption of the tomb, who transforms in glory those buried in shame, who adorns with strength those who are ill, and gives to natural bodies the power to become spiritual. To him, the Lord of goodness, is due glory and honor this morning and all the days of our lives, now and forever. Amen. Lord, We implore you for the faithful departed who rest here and in all places. Save them from the sea of fire with the evildoers who have angered your justice. Lord God Almighty, through the intercession of Christ, grant us on the awesome day of judgment to stand at your right hand and be numbered among your worshippers. We shall give you glory and thanksgiving forever. Amen.
In the morning, the church offers the fragrance of prayer. O Heavenly King, may it be for the forgiveness of our sins and for the pardon of the sheep of your flock. In memory of the Virgin, your creatures rejoice and sing praise to the Son. Through her, he became incarnate and exalts her memory throughout the earth. Prophets, apostles, and martyrs, friends of Christ, intercede for the church and her children. In the strength of your prayers, may all dissensions cease within her. Through the fragrance of this prayer, grant forgiveness of sins to all the departed who ate your body and drank your blood.
Lord, in your immense love for your people, accept the incense we now offer to you in remembrance of those who died in the faith, children of your holy church, who rest in your hope and are marked with your divine seal. Grant us the forgiveness of sins and the pardon of faults. Our Lord and God, to you be glory forever. Amen.
The Son of God will manifest himself among those who have died, and they will hear his voice. They will come out singing the glory of the mysterious power that raises them from the tomb. His voice resounds, the rocks split open, and the dead arise, singing of the glory and the mysterious power that raises them from the tomb. Depart from us, evil world, full of snares for sinners. Here at hand is the other world, filled with mercy and pardon for contrite hearts.
A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. I praise you because you always remember me and are holding fast to the traditions just as I handed them on to you. I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of a woman is her husband, and the head of Christ is the Father. Any man who prays or prophesies with his head covered brings shame upon his head. Similarly, any woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered brings shame upon her head. It is as if she had had her head shaved. Indeed, if a woman will not wear a veil, she ought to cut off her hair. If it is shameful for a woman to have her hair cut off or her head shaved, it is clear that she ought to wear a veil. A man, on the other hand, ought not to cover his head, because he is the image of God and the reflection of his glory. Woman, in turn, is the reflection of man's glory. Man was not made from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man. For this reason, a woman ought to have a sign of submission on her head because of the angels. Yet in the Lord, woman is not independent of man, nor man independent of woman. In the same way that woman was made from man, so man is born of woman, and all is from God. I will let you judge for yourselves. Is it proper for a woman to pray to God unveiled? Does not nature itself teach you that it is dishonorable for a man to wear his hair long, while the long hair of a woman is her glory? Her hair has been given her for a covering. If any man wants to argue about this, remember that neither we nor the churches of God recognize any other usage. What I now have to say is not said in praise, because your meetings are not profitable, but harmful. First of all, I hear that when you gather for a meeting, there are divisions among you, and I am inclined to believe it. There may even have to be factions among you for the tried and true to stand out clearly. When you assemble, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper, for everyone is in haste to eat his own supper. One person goes hungry while another gets drunk. Do you not have homes where you can eat and drink? Would you show contempt for the church of God and embarrass those who have nothing? What can I say to you? Shall I praise you? Certainly not in this matter. I received from the Lord what I handed on to you, namely, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Every time then you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. This means that whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily sins against the body and blood of the Lord. A man should examine himself first. Only then should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. He who eats and drinks without recognizing the body eats and drinks in judgment on himself. That is why many among you are sick and infirm, and why so many are dying. If we were to examine ourselves, we would not be falling under judgment in this way. But since it is the Lord who judges us, he chastens us to keep us from being condemned with the rest of the world. Therefore, my brothers, when you assemble for the meal, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that your assembly may not deserve condemnation. As for other matters, I shall give instructions when I come.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and joy-filled hope to all. We praise you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord and Creator, King of heaven, God the Father Almighty, Lord God, Only Son, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son and Word of the Father, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sin of the world, hear us and receive our prayer. You are seated in glory at the right hand of your Father. Forgive us and have mercy on us. For you alone are holy. You alone are the Lord, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. At all times and all the days of our lives, we worship you and praise your holy and blessed name, which is and has been from age to age. Blessed are you, Lord Almighty, God of our fathers. May your name be glorified, praised, and exalted forever. To you be glory, praise, and exaltation, God of all, Father of truth, with the only Son and the living and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
O God, you are before all ages and exist from age to age. You are resplendent and glorified in unsearchable light. Through your word, you bring forth light and give us a new day. O radiant day and source of all light, we glorify you, adore you, and offer you praise night and day. Accept our praise and answer our prayer. Send us your abundant blessings through the mercy of your Christ. To him with you and the Holy Spirit be glory, honor, and power, now and forever. Amen.